3 o'clock, Raul. Don't know where you guys are, but the sun just came out of my house, so maybe the worst of it's over. You never know. Ireland is at his house. I'm at my house. Lindsay is at her house.
What about me?
Michael Thompson is at the studio.
Well, I was at my house earlier, and it looked like Oregon down there was raining so much.
It was raining, yeah. It was a rainy morning.
What we need it, though. I love when it rains in California because we need to fill up our reservoirs.
There you
go. Very eco-friendly.
We got a nice fill-up today.
That's right.
Dan Wyke is on the line right now. Dan, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing, Dan Wyke of the LA Times? What's up, man?
Gentlemen, I'm good. Still recovering from early today's thunderstorm that actually legitimately shook my house. But otherwise, yeah, everything's
pretty
good.
Did you really have thunder, legit thunder?
Yeah, it was terrifying in Long Beach. There was, I would say, three or four, real lightning strikes that, my dog is still a little shaken up. I'm still a little shaken up. Luckily, we have each other.
There you go. All right, so, Dan, I'm the self-proclaimed president of the Taylor Horton Tucker fan club. And Taylor is going to have, I think, an opportunity tonight to what I call eat first. There is no LeBron. There is no Anthony Davis. It's possible there's no Marc Gasol. It's possible that there's no Kyle Kuzma or Alex Caruso. Am I right to assume that this could be Talen Horton Tucker's career high in minutes is 34, his career high in points is 17. Am I right to assume that both those numbers could be both those records could go down tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's one of two guys. Assuming Kyle Kuzma can't play, he'd be one of two guys that can create their own shots. Between him and Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
And I think we've certainly seen a willingness on Talen's part when he gets in games. He's not shy. He will shoot. And I think, with the pace being kind of what I expect it to be with Sacramento, who is especially not going to slow down at the league, knowing the Lakers are shorthanded and on the second night of a back-to-back, he's going to get a real chance, I think, to score a lot. I would like to kind of see the weird thing about Talen, or not the weird thing, one of the interesting things about Talen, right, is it also he does sort of profile a little bit as a guy who should be able to create for others, too. He has a very mature offensive game. He's smart. He's really kind of wiggly, and he's able to kind of use his body to get into angles. Mostly that's to create his own offense, but I think, especially tonight, if he is that secondary ball handler and secondary playmaker, it'd be nice to see kind of, five or six assists. I think would be an amazing accomplishment for him and would really show a lot of growth, and the offense is going to need it.
Now, I've been one of the LeBron's playing way too many minutes, guys. You know us. We have our own club.
I do.
I was relieved.
You were in that fan club, yes.
Yeah. I was relieved to see LeBron was taking tonight off and is going to get a little bit of a blow during the All-Star break here. Are you surprised that he's taking a night off?
No. I think, right, we've in these post-game press conferences progressively over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a little bit of an erosion from that. The Lakers had that great clip on their social media right after the win in Atlanta where LeBron kind of did his I don't believe in tired. Tired is a mindset. I don't get tired. That type of speech. Right. And I think he truly believes that. We've seen him look tired since then, right? And we've seen kind of guys from the team intimate that players are tired, that, sort of the stacking of everything, the cumulative fatigue, as my fitness friends would call it. You've seen that start to pile up with these guys, and you hear it. You hear it in guys like Markieff Morris, who are allergic to lying, who tell the truth and say things like, yeah, I'm drained. I'm mentally drained. My teammates are mentally drained. LeBron hasn't gone there, but he has started kind of there have been little bits of erosion, where he's admitted this is really, really hard this year. And, so I'm not surprised to see him get a day. I kind of honestly, I maybe would have sat him for the Utah game too.
Me too.
Is another opportunity. I don't think this is going to have to be a thing where you sit him 10, 15 times this year, but when the opportunity is there, and after that Utah game, guys, he came back and played two of his best games of the season defensively, right? He was really energetic. So I think you know, getting him a little bit of a break here, especially knowing that he's not going to get as much of a one as he would have otherwise, you know, because also we can, and sort of the demands of that, I think it's smart thinking. You know, Frank Vogel said big picture, and this is a big picture move.
We're talking to Dan Wojcicki from the LA Times. He covers the Lakers. And Dan, you mentioned that those two defensive performances against Portland and Golden State, I thought that was the best defense the Lakers have played collectively as a team since the Orlando bubble. I think they had 23 steals. They had multiple blocks. They were just locking people up. Last night, different story, especially because Phoenix made all their threes. I think they shot, you know, north of 50% from three.
Yeah, 55%.
Can I throw last night out because there were so many Lakers not there, or was that a step backwards defensively?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it's just kind of a cop-out answer, I guess. But I think
nice hot take there, Wojcicki. Nice hot take.
I know, right? That sells, right? Nuance here sells. They were terrible. They were terrible. No, they should be ashamed. I think there were setbacks defensively. They didn't play with the same type of urgency. They didn't play with the same type of energy. You know, it was like, do you guys ever do that thing where you watch sports with your friends and because of like cord cutting and stuff like this, like the feeds are never synced up?
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, when the Lakers played the Warriors, it was like the Warriors were like 5 to 7 seconds behind on their offense to like where the Lakers were on defense. That's what I reminded of watching it. It was like, the Lakers had like the direct feed and everybody else was getting the delay. And I think last night that looked a little flop. And I think part of it, honestly, is just energy levels. I really do believe it. And I do think that, again, you know, if you're the Lakers, and LeBron admitted this, and I really think it's true, and they don't want to make excuses, but it is what it is. You know, if you're the Lakers and, you know, you're coming off of these wins, you kind of feel like you're getting a little bit of a rhythm. There's a chance maybe to win four in a row going into the break. And then you find out again that you've lost another starter potentially. You know, we don't know whether it was, you know, why. We just know he's in the COVID protocols, you know, but potentially to COVID. You know, there is sort of an element of like what's next, you know, and I do think we've seen like that type of stuff deflate this team a little bit. And it's not that they're not as mentally tough as they were last year when they were definitely put through a ringer. But I mean, I think that people have their limits. You know what I mean? This is like a cumulative thing. Like, you know, you can just pour only so much until you just can't deal anymore. And you know, like you have a night, I think, where you're just like a half step slower and you're dragging a little bit and you're just like never quite in the game. And that was sort of like, you know, watching that game last night, like there were times where it felt like the Lakers should be down much more, like 15 to 16 points, but it was like more around 7. And I think like that speaks to their professionalism. Like they were engaged. It wasn't about effort necessarily, but I think it was just like they were just like a little bit of a different energy level than Phoenix. And, you know, they're like, this is a team that's really needed the All-Star break and they really needed it for about a month.
So Ireland's getting an All-Star break. Are you getting an All-Star break? Are you taking like a few days off from writing your
no?
Your... No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. No, this is an opportunity to dig a little deeper at some stuff, you know, to take a look. I've got some fun stories coming up, but not much of a break. And then obviously because, you know, LeBron's there, I'm going to be covering the game from afar. I won't be
from
in
afar,
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes. I won't be there, sadly, to partake in all of Georgia and Atlanta's finer offerings, but which is going to be really bizarre because it seems like you have the NBA players who are going to be like under lock and key. It seems like that city is still partying. So that it'll be a bizarre weekend, I'm sure, in Atlanta. But I don't get tired, guys. That's tired of the mindset.
Tired is a mindset. Same for me, Dan. Tired is a mindset. I just don't go there. That's not what I'm about.
What are you talking about? You take more time off than Johnny Carson.
I haven't taken time off since February.
Exactly.
All right. Dan, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
See you later, Dan.
There's Dan Wojcicki, LA Times. Coming up next for you, Greg McDermott, the Creighton basketball coach, Greg McDermott, has apologized for telling his players that they should stay on the plantation after a loss on Saturday. When I get Michael Thompson's take, plus you guys, 877-710-ESPN. John has suggested that McDermott take a step back and sit himself for a game. Other people are much more intent on some form of serious punishment for McDermott. He's already apologized, but is that enough for some people? 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what is going on? It is Wednesday. Hopefully the rain let up where you are. I got a little sunshine out my house right now. Michael Thompson's hanging out with us tonight. We got some
NBA.
What's that?
I got a great idea for the All-Star weekend. I wish they would have consulted me.
What would your idea be?
Team USA versus Team World in this this weird kind of time that we're in, because since no fans can be there. Team USA versus Team World. Wouldn't that be more interesting?
They did it a few years ago. You know that, right?
They did that. Was that in the the sophomore games, though, right? Wasn't in the real game.
Right. Well, and they do it in hockey every year.
Yeah. I'll give you my USA and World teams when we have time.
Okay.
See if you guys would like the matchup.
All right. So Michael, they're still doing all the stuff they did last year, right? Like they're playing who wins the first quarter, who wins the second quarter, and then they're still adding 24.
Right.
So you've got a target score that you've got to reach.
Yeah, that'll make the guys play hard.
That was fun last year.
Yeah,
format really,
sure
really worked.
Yeah.
And I still think, when are they actually doing their draft?
Thursday, I believe. I think it's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday this week, tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's LeBron and
KD.
It's Steph.
LeBron and KD.
Oh, LeBron and KD.
Yeah.
We'll actually do the draft. Mm-hmm. All right, so, Michael, we were talking about this a couple of minutes ago before we talked to Wyke. The head basketball coach at Creighton is named Greg McDermott, and he said to his team on Saturday night after Creighton lost to Xavier, he said, "Guys, we got to stick together. We need both feet in. I need everybody to stay on the plantation. I can't have anybody leave the plantation." He has since apologized. Now, John suggested maybe take a step back, sit a game, and recognize the gravity of his words. What do you think?
That's ridiculous. What's wrong with you, Ireland? It's a poor choice.
Are you with Lindsay? You would fire him?
Oh, please.
Keyshawn was on the other side of this. Keyshawn felt like it wasn't being taken seriously enough.
It's a poor choice of words in these hypersensitive, we're offended by everything times. He apologized. That's good enough for me, even though it's a poor choice of words. He doesn't have any record of being racial in any way. This cancel culture, like Ireland and Lindsay stuff, this is like wildfire, and you get too many people out there with a gas can in their hand just looking for the chance to throw gas on the cancel culture.
See, Michael, I would argue that I'm doing the opposite. I'm diffusing it.
Yeah,
I'm
you're saying, John's trying to diffuse it.
An apology
exactly.
is enough. He doesn't have any record of racism or disrespecting players. He made a bad choice of words, Ireland. My goodness, let the man apologize and let him live.
I'm letting him do both. I'm telling him to take a game off.
No, he doesn't take no game off. An apology is enough. My goodness.
Keyshawn wants him out.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I mean, I struggle with this stuff like this because I'm white, and I don't know exactly how this stuff lands. But I do know that we got to...
You got to stop all this canceling people for making a mistake.
Well,
Well, Keyshawn wants to fire him. Lindsay wants to fire him. The man doesn't have a record of being racist in any way. He's been a respected coach and had a lot of black players play for him. You've never heard anybody complain about him. Jeez. Man.
Yeah, no.
Wait
nobody
a minute.
Has... No, go ahead.
I didn't say that I want him to be fired. I thought that stepping away for a game, as many suggested, seemed appropriate until I heard Keyshawn's side of the argument, where he said that, you know, he made a good point about, you know, having this type of language in your vocabulary.
He made a mistake that it
came from somewhere, and it's not just something you just say out of the blue.
So now Keyshawn thinks he's a Klan member?
No, let's not put words into Keyshawn's
mouth. Yeah, I don't think that he said that at all. I just said that's something that you need to consider because, again, I'm a white woman. I'm not a black man. So I don't know how offensive people consider this. And I'm just trying to be conscientious and also sensitive to other people's feelings.
Yeah, well. I think in this particular instance, I'm believe it or not, with Michael.
Well, apologies enough. If he's, you know, and he's a good guy. He hasn't got any bad He's got a great reputation. He's had a ton of black guys play for him. Come on, people, relax.
We have to be willing to accept
apologies. Yes, my goodness.
You know, I mean, by the way, his apology, you know, poor choice of words, doesn't represent who
right.
I am.
Exactly.
University called it deplorable. He agreed.
Yeah. That's not enough for people like
Ireland. By the way, Mace, do you think that if the Indians guys all come out and apologize now, that story's over? That they said, yeah, we knew that Mickey Callaway was harassing women.
No, actually, women were sexually harassed.
Yeah, that's way
right.
different,
that's,
Ireland.
That's
no, no. Well, I'm asking,
world.
What is so? But Michael, what Mason and Lindsay both think that the president and manager of the Indians are both getting fired over.
They
this.
Are getting
yeah,
fired.
Yeah, since they knew about it and did nothing about it. They
yeah,
knew someone was sexually harassing someone.
They knew that there was a predator.
Yeah,
that was working inside the organization that
can't
was sending
that.
Pornographic pictures to female
and they covered
reporters.
It up.
And they covered it up.
Yeah, you can't allow
you
that.
Can't, so if, you can't equate this
so, well,
oh,
right,
with
but so
that.
How, okay, so how far does that go? Does everybody
wait a minute, John,
give me another example?
You talk about cancel culture.
Do you fire the Mets guys?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Sandy Alderson needs to be fired.
Lindsay's got a
yes,
point.
Yes, I think
do
so.
The,
because
do you fire do you fire Joe Maddon?
No, because they fired him. They. It's very possible they didn't know.
Well, it sounds like everybody knew.
Well, no.
It says in the report that in the article that the Indians apparently and Terry Francona's son Nick had said this. He released a statement about this. I guess he asked why the Indians gave the Mets such a glowing review of Mickey Callaway and when they knew what was going on. So that's part of the story that I think we all still need to figure out, like what was said to the Mets and then what was said to the Angels and how much they did know. But I'm just saying, as far as cancel culture goes, there's a huge difference between this quote unquote cancel culture where you cancel someone for saying something that they said as a mistake and, you know, uncovering a sexual predator that, you know, has harassed people. That's two completely different things.
Right.
But I think
wait,
Lindsay
all of
said
things.
The word sexual predator is what Mickey Callaway has been. And if you knew about it, and that guy stayed working for you, then you are guilty by association. You have allowed it. You've aided it. You've abetted it. And you did nothing to stop it.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff.
Right.
There.
But the problem is, guys, how far does that policy go?
It goes as far as anybody that knew.
So the Angels,
anybody that
the
knew
Angels
that was going on.
The Angels need to fire people.
If the Angels knew that they were hiring somebody who was a sexual predator. Now, he's never going to coach a day for the Angels.
Right.
Hasn't coached. He's on suspension or on leave or whatever it is. Ultimately, when that thing gets litigated, he'll be gone. But I don't believe it was probably on his job application at any point. And technically, he was never really part of the Angels staff. So it's harder to justify the Angels as part of this. But people in the Mets organization, if they knew, absolutely. Axe must fall. Indians organization, absolutely. If they knew, axe must fall. You can't allow this kind of thing to go on. That's completely different from what we're talking about with McDermott at Creighton.
Okay, but now how far would you go in with the Indians? Now you're saying you're going to fire the president, you're going to fire Terry Francona.
Sure.
What about all the other people in the front office that knew?
I don't know who knew. I know where the buck stops. The buck stops with the manager and with the president of baseball operations.
Right.
They specifically mentioned that that Chris Antonetti and Terry Francona were made aware of the situation after an extramarital affair came to light and the woman's husband called complaining about pornographic material that Mickey Callaway had sent to the man's wife. So they specifically mentioned them by name, and then they even have phone calls taped of an attorney, I guess, or somebody from the Indian side, I don't know, like their legal team or whatever, where they basically say, like, I've talked to Terry about this, and so they were aware of it. And it's documented.
Yeah, I mean, this is you can't equate these two things.
I'm not equating these two things. What I'm asking you guys is,
if you were in power and you were in the organization and you knew, yes.
So the lawyer's
how's
out.
How's that for the answer?
The lawyer whose job it is to manage these issues but didn't do anything, he's out.
Did he know
absolutely.
About it?
Absolutely.
Did he know about it?
Of course he knew. He's the
if
one
he
that,
knew about
he's
it?
The one who yeah. handled the complaint.
Oh, absolutely. He's yeah. got to be gone.
Yeah, of right. course.
If so, you knew about this, if you allowed it, if you aided it, if you abetted it, if you did nothing to stop it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but the last thing you said is the important thing. If you did nothing to stop it, the,
yeah.
according to the women who worked for the Indians, it was the worst kept secret in the organization. Everybody
can you
knew.
Pinpoint, again, can you pinpoint exactly who knew how and when? We know the people that were in power knew. We know specifically that they knew. They were made aware of in a particular phone call. But what I don't want to at all glom together is a bad moment and a use of a phrase that is completely deplorable and inappropriate on the part of this McDermott and Mickey Callaway, who was a sexual predator who was harassing female reporters everywhere.
Right.
You can't equate the two things.
I'm not equating it at all. I don't want anything to happen to McDermott. I suggested he take one game off so this swing
ridiculous.
Would cool off.
No, he's fine. He's apologizing.
In the end, by the way, I don't think anything will happen to him.
No.
Did
his players accept his apology, Ireland?
I don't know.
If they have, then the issue's over.
His
assistant coach, who's a guy named Terrence Wrencher, who's a member of Coaches for Action, a group of Big East coaches whose mission it is to use their platform to educate and bring awareness to social injustices, responded this way. I am deeply hurt by his words. While my relationship with Coach has been positive and I have never witnessed any racist energy from him, what he said was wrong and insensitive. Right now, my focus is on the players and supporting them.
Sure
so not an exactly
yeah.
an apology,
and,
but...
Well, and not exactly accepting it.
yeah, yeah. And definitely not accepting it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's interesting, though. It's interesting. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lakers versus Sacramento tonight. There will be no LeBron James, obviously no Anthony Davis. Kyle Kuzma's questionable. So is Alex Caruso. Could be a big night for THT, who could see some significant minutes. Sacramento's lost 11 of 12. Not a very good team. LeBron's getting a night off, which will mean that he plays just one game, the All-Star game, between now and next Friday. Which is good news. Michael Thompson's hanging out.
Michael has prepared three different games today, right, Michael?
Yes, I do. I have three games prepared. Lindsay, my fair lady, will decide which one we want to play.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
So
all right.
Coming up next.
Mike in Los Alamitos is on the line. Hey, Mike, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
I just am finding a lot of what you guys are saying today hypocritical.
Okay.
Mainly based on the Piñata story. I sat here one day and listen to all four of you tell me it was perfectly fine for grown white adults to teach a white child to beat an effigy of a black man hanging from a tree.
And no, now that's you want to... Oh, what? Who said
no,
that?
No, so here's the background in the Piñata story. We had someone that worked for us, Jen. She was Hispanic. And is Hispanic. Jen's still around. She doesn't work for us anymore.
Yeah.
And her son had a birthday. And her son wanted a piñata.
The Celtics.
Yeah, well, he was a big Laker fan, and her son wanted a piñata for her birthday, so Jen got him a Celtics piñata, and it was of Isaiah Thomas when he played for the Celtics. Remember, Isaiah Thomas had those couple of years where he was really good, and there was a picture of her son hitting the piñata, and when it was tweeted out, we all took it down because we thought it was funny, and other people interpreted that as, and we were shocked by it, as you can't show a picture of someone hanging from a piñata and someone else hitting it with a stick. That's not okay. But we never even thought of it that way. We thought it was a kid's birthday thing and he was doing it. So that was I mean, we took it down because people were offended by it. But you're right. We didn't notice it at first. But, Michael, that's what you're talking about. Like, people get offended pretty easily.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be careful these days. And obviously, if his players were offended by his comments, you apologize to them. If this players accept his apology and they know what kind of man Greg McDermott is, he doesn't have any history of any kind of racial issues or racist issues. And so, you apologize and move on.
Mike, were you offended by the pinata?
Absolutely. A black man hanging from a tree and you're going to teach a white kid to beat on it?
Well, it's a pinata and it's a Lakers-Celtics thing. Yeah, we didn't really think of it that way, but it's interesting that you do.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Michael Thompson could find anything racist. He sounds like the whitest guy in there.
Well, Mike, thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call.
So you can't, like...
By the way, that's an impossible one. It's like there's some of them that are so tough.
Right. Like, you want a kid to be able to have a pinata and do a Lakers-Celtics theme, but apparently even that is risky.
But the very nature of having a pinata of a person means you are hitting a person.
Yeah.
You're smacking a person in the head with a stick.
It's a papier-mâché version of a person.
It's papier-mâché,
candy inside of it.
But if you're hitting a regular pinata, aren't you hitting an animal? Shouldn't hit an animal in the head.
Well, yeah, there are people that would object to that, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a very tricky world right now.
No more pinatas, unless you have, like, maybe an apple? An apple pinata?
You have a pinata. There's all kinds of pinatas. There's stars. There's logos.
Jorge,
football.
I can't remember if you were working for us back then when that happened. Were you offended by that pinata?
No, I saw it like everybody else did. Lakers-Celtics rivalry, that's what it was.
That's how I saw it, too.
Yeah, I thought, you know, and anything that...
If it was Larry Bird, it would have been okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, but that's weird, too, trying to navigate that.
Yeah.
Plus, he was a little kid. He wouldn't have known who Larry Bird was.
Of course he does, Larry Bird, of course. If you're a Laker fan, you know who Larry Bird is.
Wait, an 8-year-old kid?
An 8-year-old kid?
Yes.
Michael, no.
You don't think an 8-year-old Laker fan knows who the history of Larry Bird?
Probably an 8-year-old kid?
Yeah, you know his parents have probably told him.
That kid would have been born in 2013.
Yeah. Larry Bird was he's a legendary player. If you're 8 years old, by that time you know who Larry Bird is.
Yeah, that kid wasn't even alive the last time the Lakers beat the Celtics for the title.
That's right.
You know, by the way, did it mean you were part of two championship teams? Did it mean more beating the Celtics than it did beating the Pistons, or are they all the same?
No, it means more to beat the historic. Now, the Pistons were a historic team, but the Celtics were at a different level. They're one of the all-time great teams with the greatest front line in history of three guys, including Bill Walton. And to beat that team against such a hated rivalry, like Dr. Buss said, it's the Celtics. Yeah, that means more than beating the Pistons, even though beating the Pistons was sweet, too.
So when you guys went back to Boston, you got booed no matter what, right? Just because you were Lakers?
Of course. And that's the way
tonight,
it should be.
So tonight, James Harden goes back to Houston for the first time as a member of the Nets. He's going to get hammered, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
You know, they didn't part amicably, sort of in a nice way, but he did a lot for that franchise. So there'll be a few who'll boo him.
Michael, Laker fans booed Shaq when he came back with the Heat.
I think he's getting booed, Michael. I think he's getting flat out booed.
By some people, of course. But I think
he did whatever he could to get out of that city and away from that team.
But he gave him seven great years.
It just happened.
He gave him 7 great years. They didn't win the championship. I would say it's going to be 75-25 cheers to booze.
By the way, Mace, is it impossible? I mean impossible. I know it's unlikely that Harden was wearing a fat suit at the end of his tenure in Houston.
Well, it
because
was
how
weird.
Do you explain how as soon as he went to play for the Nets, he wasn't fat?
Wait a minute. He still looks kind of chunky.
Yeah, I've heard that. But Michael, there are pictures of him at that last game in Houston where he really looked potbellied. And the moment he showed up in a Nets uniform – he looked sleek.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Black is very slimming.
Yeah, black is slimming.
There you go. There it is.
Oh, we can't say that. You got to be a darker color.
No, I think
uniform.
We're okay with that one. Okay. We're okay with
still
that
still say
one.
Black.
Yep. All right. Coming up next for you, it is Game of Games, and Michael Thompson has the game today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time. And so far in the month of March, Ireland has won twice. Lindsay has won twice. Me, Michael Thompson, yet to scratch. I've got a great opportunity here, though, because Ireland is going to be away for a week for the All-Star break.
Yeah, Michael and I are both out of here for the All-Star break, so you got a chance to pile up the wins.
Got a chance to pick up some points. Absolutely right. And Game of Games is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It is in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, it is Michael Thompson's game today. And Michael, tell us about the game.
Gentlemen and lady, I have three games to choose from. The games are true-false, teams and cities, or two-sport athletes. Lindsay, since you are the only fair-minded person and only lady in this temple of testosterone, I will let you have the honor of picking the game today. The true-false, teams that moved, or two-sport athletes. My lady, the choice is yours.
Well, since I'm pretty well-versed on the teams that moved, I'll go with that one.
All right, teams that moved. Your name,
teams that moved.
Your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Relocated NBA teams. There are 15 of them in the NBA that are not in the city or cities they once played in. Tell me, which current NBA team moved from their original city and named the city or cities, and I will give the team. You tell me where they moved from. Ready?
Yep.
Your name is your buzzer.
Ready.
Hawks.
John. They're now in Atlanta. They moved there from St. Louis.
Yes. Very good. They moved from another city. I mean, you don't have to tell me, but you know the other one?
No.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
Pistons.
Okay.
Mason. Cleveland.
No.
This is going to be just complete guesswork for me.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Ireland.
Go ahead.
Did they move from Fort Wayne?
Yes. I mean, you're like a sports encyclopedia.
Who knows that?
I know. It's like,
well, I work in the NBA. Google, I may disqualify myself from this game.
No. This is going to be like the Kings. This team moved from the most cities. That's four. Now, tell me three of those cities.
Settle okay. for one.
Okay.
Jorge.
I was going to say,
San
I might
Diego.
Get one.
No.
No. Mace or Lindsay, you want to try it? If not, I'll try it.
Hey, if this is a bad idea, maybe we could scrap it and play a different game.
Yeah, Michael, go to a game that I don't have such a big advantage
this
to.
This game,
play.
All right. I don't like this game, Michael.
All right. Let's go with two-sport athletes. Ready?
Okay,
yeah,
two-sport athletes.
You have to answer the question in the form of Jeopardy when you buzz in.
Okay.
This Hall of Fame tight end played basketball at Eastern Michigan and
Who
Kent State.
Mason.
Nope. Okay. Mason. Go ahead, Mason.
Who is Antonio Gates?
Yes. This player won two Super Bowls and played in the World Series.
Mason. Who is Bo Jackson?
No.
Ireland. Deion Sanders.
Yes. This Cowboys wide receiver won the gold medal in the 100 meters.
Ireland. Bob Hayes.
Jeez.
Bob Bullet Hayes.
This Major League third baseman won two NBA championships.
I know it, but I'm leaving it out there for you people.
This Mace. Third baseman won two. Go ahead, Mace.
That's not right. Robinson Cano. No, that's
Lindsay.
Not right.
Lindsay.
No clue.
Jorge.
No, I'm answering as Lindsay.
Oh, go ahead. Give Lindsay one.
Danny Ainge.
He
played for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yep.
This Falcon player also played for the Cardinals.
Lindsay. Brian Jordan.
Yes.
Hey, I'll take some points.
This college running back won the Heisman and played in the NBA. I mean, it's college quarterback, excuse me. Quarterback.
Jorge. Charlie Ward.
Yes.
These are way before my time, Michael. Okay. I just want to point that out.
This baseball Hall of Famer played his college ball at
– this. Go ahead.
This baseball Hall of Famer played his college ball at Minnesota.
Mason. Dave Winfield.
Yes. This NFL running back also –
The score right now, Michael, is Lindsay 2, Mason 2, Jorge 1 – and Ireland, too.
But you got a real close. Barn burner up here.
Yep. You got to remember, you got to answer in who is. This NFL running back also competed in the Winter Olympics.
Mason. Herschel Walker.
Yes, sir. Who is Herschel Walker?
This
Major League Baseball player played in the Pro Bowl and All-Star Game.
Mason. That would be Bo Jackson?
Yes, it is.
Mason's taking an insurmountable lead here.
She was an Olympic 100-meter gold medal winner and played basketball at North Carolina.
Lindsay. Who is Marion Jones?
Yes. Lindsay, you're killing this game.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good.
You're doing well, Lindsay.
Mason Ooh. 4, Lindsay 3.
This NFL Hall of Famer also played basketball at Cal.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Tony Gonzalez.
That's right. He played football and was the first Native American to win a gold medal in the night.
Mason. Jim Thorpe.
Yes, Mason, you're good at this.
All right, Mason Not 5, really. Lindsay 4.
This New York Nick also pitched for the White Sox back in the 60s. Give you a hint. This New
York. Oh, yeah.
Nick, who got it?
I was just saying, oh, yeah.
This New York Nick.
Yeah, we know.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Who, Ireland?
I don't want to. Wait a minute.
I don't know it.
White guy. Forward.
Yeah.
A Hall of Fame basketball player. Died on the street with a heart attack walking
who is,
in New York.
Lindsay. Who is Dave DeBuscher?
Yes, who is Dave DeBuscher?
Okay, it's 5.
Oh, come on.
Pitch for the Mets?
Yes, for the White Sox.
White Sox.
Mason 5, Lindsay 5.
This NFL lineman was 6-0 in his pro boxing career. Played for the Cowboys.
Mason. Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yes, Ed Too Tall Jones.
6-5.
Playing for the Braves and
I'll
Celtics.
Take like a...
He is the only athlete to win a championship and 2 of the major 4 sports.
Braves and Celtics.
Played a long time ago, but he's the only athlete to win a championship in 2 of the 4 major sports in the history of America. I'll give you the first name.
Okay.
Gene.
Don't know it.
Who is Gene Conley?
I've never heard of him.
This heavyweight champion also played on the PGA Tour.
Lindsay.
What?
Lindsay.
Is it Jim Thorpe?
Nope. This heavyweight champion, boxing, also played in a PGA Tour event. Long time ago, but he's a very famous heavyweight champion.
Mason. Joe Lewis.
Yes, who is Joe Lewis?
Wow.
This NFL quarterback also pitched for the Yankees. Longtime backup NFL quarterback also pitched for the Yankees.
Really?
Yes. And you guys know who he is. I'll give you a hint. Went to University of Michigan.
Brady
backed him up.
Mason. Well, that's Brian Greasy.
No, Ireland.
Ireland. Lindsay.
Lindsay,
you want me to guess or you want you to guess?
Bledsoe?
Nope.
No. Lindsay.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
It is Drew Henson.
Drew Henson. This St. Louis ace also excelled in basketball at Creighton, the same school that Greg McDermott
Lindsay.
Coached at. Lindsay.
Bob Gibson.
Yes.
7-7.
This Major League starter was an All-American wide receiver at Notre Dame. This Major League starter.
Lindsay. Jeff Samardzija.
Yes. Couple of more.
Oh, Lindsay's ahead. Really?
Two more. This 6-time All-Star played in 2 World Series and the Final Four. This 6-time All-Star played in 2 World Series and the Final
6-time
Four.
6-time All-Star in what?
Baseball. Lindsay should get this one. Lindsay. That's a hint, Lindsay. Miss Cleveland.
He also Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Kenny Lofton.
Kenny Lofton. Lisa know that, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. He did go to Arizona. I know that.
And last one. This player is undefeated as a fighter. This player is undefeated as an MMA fighter.
Lindsay.
Currently playing in the NBA.
Lindsay.
Oh, no.
Can I get it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
James Johnson.
James Johnson of the Dallas Mavericks.
James Johnson.
21-0 in the MMA.
Lindsay takes the point. Michael Thompson always brings the most obscure.
That was very difficult.
What are you talking about?
Very difficult. Very
I think
obscure.
There might have been 2 people there that I would even have heard of.
You never heard of Marion Jones?
Yes, I've heard of her, but I mean, that's probably one I could have known, yes.
Yeah. You've heard of Kenny Lofton.
You heard of Kenny Lofton.
Yeah, you could have gotten Kenny Lofton.
College basketball and then baseball is a little obscure.
Well, geez. I thought that would be an easy one. It was easy for Ireland, the walking encyclopedia over there.
Yeah, he's got Google.
George fell asleep.
Yeah, George not. George didn't.
George took another siesta.
George went out for lunch.
Yeah.
George was like, yeah, I'm not having it.
Really?
So, Michael, percentage chance you give the Lakers to win tonight if all those guys sit out? Oh, we already know LeBron, yeah. AD, and Gasol are out.
50-50, man. They're playing the Kings. My goodness. Kings are a wildfire.
THT yep. will set them free.
Exactly.
All right, coming up for you next is Sedano, LZ, and Cap leading you up to pregame. I'm back tomorrow with Momo, 12:55 sharp from Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.